Well, professional surfers are gathering for the legendary contest at Bells Beach on Victoria's coast this weekend, where waves are expected to reach up to 5 metres. In fact, they're preparing for the biggest swell in 20 years, and there's likely more to come. A University of Melbourne study has found these extreme ocean winds and wave heights are increasing around the globe, especially in the Southern Ocean. Connie Aegis reports.
Look at it! This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, man. Just let me go out there. Let me get one wave before you take me. One wave.
It's a classic scene from the 1991 action film Point Break, where Patrick Swayze's character, a surfer bank robber, Bodie, surfs to his probable death on a rare 20-year swell. Professional surfer Kelly Slater has won 11 world championships, many of them on big waves. But perhaps nothing quite like what's expected at Bells Beach this weekend. He's compared those waves to that final scene in the film.
It's going to be big. It could be a 20-year swell from Point Break, man. I don't know, maybe.
New research published by the University of Melbourne says extreme wave conditions are increasing around the world. Lead researcher, Professor Ian Young, used the data from 31 satellites that were in orbit for around 30 years, which measured wind speed and wave height.
Particularly in the Southern Ocean, mean wind speeds and mean wave heights are slowly increasing. But more importantly, what we see is that if we look at the extreme, so the extreme wind speeds and the extreme wave heights, we see that they're increasing even more rapidly, which suggests that the storms are becoming either more frequent or more intense, or perhaps both of those.
He says there are a number of factors contributing to the increase.
Most people sort of immediately want to jump to say it's climate change. And certainly climate change has some impacts, but there's also a whole lot of other processes which are active here. So things like, for instance, El Nino. But we know in the Southern Ocean that what is happening is that the low pressure systems that just rotate round and round Antarctica year in, year out, they're becoming more intense, those low pressure systems, and they're moving slightly further south.
Professor Ian Young says the wave heights expected in Victoria this weekend are associated to strong weather events. But it's the slow changes over long periods of time that have some serious ramifications.
So you have a big storm which erodes the beach and causes flooding in the coastal regions. And what sea level rise does is it makes those flooding events more serious and more frequent. Now, if on top of that you increase the wave conditions which are sitting on top of those elevated sea levels, then you just exacerbate the amount of erosion that occurs on beaches and the amount of coastal flooding that occurs.
Well, one of the places where coastal erosion is a concern is the Great Ocean Road.
Mm. And because the biggest changes are occurring in the Southern Ocean and the southern coast of Australia, particularly those areas along the Great Ocean Road, they're directly impacted by the swell coming out of the Southern Ocean.
He says ongoing changes may also have an impact on shipping and tourism industries.
I've seen recently there was a news item about a passenger vessel off Norway that had very severe problems in a major storm event.
The research was published today in the journal Science.
And that's Connie Aegis reporting.